Doctrine of the Church, Bible Study Lesson Number 1, February the 6th, 2008. It had been my intention to cover some of this doctrine in the current series that we have, 2 Timothy, the Passing of the Colors, which takes us quite a bit out of 2 Timothy and back into it as we go through it. But I did not want to do so in the end. I felt led of the Spirit, I believe, to make this a separate series. I want to cover this doctrine in a very detailed manner because I believe it is very important. The teachings of Scripture concerning the church is just as plain as positive as that which pertains to any other doctrine. And yet the conceptions, the ideas, the thoughts of men concerning it, even those who profess to be born again believers in Jesus Christ, people recognized as Christians, in regard to this doctrine, seem to be very indefinite and vague often. This is doubtless due to the fact that, according to human usage, the term church has numerous and various meanings. It is used to distinguish the religious people from the non-religious. It's used denominationally in discriminating between the sects, as the Presbyterian, the Methodist, and the Catholic Church. It's used in relationship to literature to discriminate between sacred and secular.